Welcome to Open Line. Open Line is an official forum hosted by Naval Station officials. For all the current information you need, keep it tuned in to Radio Gitmo.
Good afternoon, Guantanamo Bay. You've tuned in to your favorite spot on the dial. Welcome to another exciting edition of Open Line. We've got a lot to cover today, so buckle up, folks. This past weekend was absolutely packed. We rocked out with the White Keys, delivering an unforgettable performance. The Trunk or Treat event brought tons of fun for the whole family, and we kicked off the Phil-Am Basketball League with some serious energy on the court. But hold on, because the excitement doesn't stop there. We had another thrilling weekend with more college football rivalries heating up, the NFL in full swing, the NBA season just starting to build momentum, and of course, the World Series delivering a wild first game and convincing second and third game with the LA Dodgers up 3-0 over the Yankees. Stay with us here on Open Line for all the latest highlights, local buzz, and the best music to keep you moving. It's a great time to be in Gitmo. Let's make this week one to remember. All right, let's jump right into it. We've got Alex from the NEX here. How was your weekend?
I think Ice Cube said it best. Today was a good day. That's a little LA jab for all you New Yorkers there. And mind you, I'm not a baseball fan. No, it was a good weekend.
You're a bandwagon fan.
No, not at all.
Oh, my.
I'm probably going to get a lot of heat for this, but I'd rather watch grass grow.
We just started 5 minutes ago. We all have already started.
Shots fired.
I'd rather watch it get cut.
Man, that's even better. Okay, moving on. So, a good weekend sports-wise. I mean, I know my team's won. For the most part, it was pretty consistent weekend with everybody across the board there. Shout out to the Dodgers, Dodger fans and all that. I know mm-hmm. that's a huge following, too. You said best, Trunk or Treat, another huge successful event from MWR. Big shout outs to them. Thank you for letting us be part of that every year and anchoring that event. You got part of the action too, handed out some gift cards and all that good stuff, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah, that was fun.
Everybody else can blame him for picking the number, not me. got to pass a buck somewhere, right?
That's right.
But otherwise, great weekend. A lot of other upcoming stuff coming up. A lot more balls coming up. All that good stuff. So mm-hmm. how was your weekend? How was your naps?
Pretty good. I a lot less napping this weekend, actually. We're doing a lot of scary movie things, so I hadn't seen like the scary movie series. So we've been we saw two on Friday, I think. Thursday, Friday, one of those days. We saw that. We saw the White Keys both times at O'Kelly's. Fantastic. Great music the entire time. So it was a pretty lively weekend.
Yeah, it's good. Awesome. All right, you want to get right into it?
Let's get into it.
I've got pretty big laundry list, right, gentlemen? All right, let's move right. Let's talk about in-stocks. 91%.
Okay.
Pretty awesome in-stock. Even better to report, cookies and crackers actually came in at 100% from what we ordered. So that's a pretty amazing number. Big shout out to the team. I know we've been pounding the pavement on that one and letting the vendors know what's going on. That being said, you know, Gatorade is going to be an issue in the next couple of weeks. I've kind of talked about that. We've got a contingency plan in place. So Gitmo, just bear with us. We've been here before. I've said the stories of the Rice Krispie things when I first got here. You know, I couldn't keep Rice Krispie cereal in stock. However, I could keep the Rice Krispie treats. Make sense of that, right? Yeah. It doesn't make sense. So that being said, again, I'm trying to get everybody back into the holiday mode. As you all know already, and you probably walked in, you've already noticed that we've changed out all the end caps. They're going to Thanksgiving. Giving mode, getting everybody the right fixings that they need, all that good stuff. We have very little candy supply still left for all those last minute trick or treaters. I know that's going to be a big thing on Thursday for everybody. That being said, we're here to support as best as we can. On the retail side of the house, we've got some new stuff in as well, clothing wise. If you've noticed, there's not a I hate the knock on wood, but I'm going to knock on wood already. Not a whole lot of winter gear this year, so we're hoping that kind of stays up. You know, we got a couple shawls and some
sweaters.
Now, you know, every year I look forward to somebody taking a photo of the puffy jackets and posting it on the connection and saying, "Hey, good thing we have puffy jackets, but no heavy whipping cream." See how I put that in there?
See, I got it. But where am I going to get my turtlenecks from now?
Yeah, exactly, right? So, obviously, we got a warm and cozy kind of a sale going on right now, electronic sale as well. So come on in, check out what's going on. Obviously, we got the big holiday that's coming up as well, and I'll talk about that next week with everything that's going on as well over there. Again, I talked about this last week. Our layaway program has opened up. It's a Gitmo-only kind of layaway program, but however, it's free layaway now until November 23rd. So just come on in, open up that layaway, and the fee is $5, but hey, $5 is $5, right? So we'll take that off and going forward. So that being said, a lot of things still moving part-wise from the renovation. We kind of are at a little pause at the current moment. So we continue to work with our PW partners in Sentara to make sure that we get the project back on track and make sure that we've got everything going on that as well. So I just want to let everybody know as well, if you haven't seen any day work, that is still the continuing trend. A lot of the work is being done overnight and all that good stuff. So that being said, it's that time of year, right? So we may not have what you need.
What about turkeys?
Uh-oh. He just threw that over at
just,
me.
Just hit you with it, right? Just hit you with
turkeys are in stock. So, yes, come check out the turkeys. We have pumpkin pie as well. We're hoping to do what we did last year and provide some pre-cooked pumpkin pies and things like that. It's that time of year where we'll provide additional services for everybody. So just as an FYI. So again, though, you know, it's that holiday season. If you don't see what we've got in stock, by all means, special order.
That's right.
We do have a special order process. Come on in, talk to any of our associates, or you can, you know, send us your special request at nexdownrangensgb@nexweb.org. Kind of talked about that as well. As well, mini marts are not. On top of that, you know, there are certain locations where some folks may not have transportation. You know, if you see something that you're looking at, just do know, especially at the Leeward side. I'll use that as a perfect example. Leeward is definitely a quality of life store over there. I'm trying to provide everybody as best as we can with what we have. Do note, though, anything that's carried in any of the mini marts do have a convenience pricing on it as well. As most of you know, I've said this before on the radio. There's only one authorized commissary on the entire island, which is the main store and all that good stuff. So speaking of the main store, kind of got the hours approved from the command. Hopefully we'll be putting that out shortly for the holiday response. You know, everything for the most part is going to be holiday hours. Again, we'll follow the tradition of what we're going to be open and what we're going to be closed. We've extended a couple hours here and there kind of to fit the community. And again, just stay tuned. We'll let everybody know in the next upcoming weeks about that as well. So, something else that was brought to my attention, kind of a PSA I just want to kind of put out there. So we've had these signs up for a couple months now about Military Star Card, and they do say we no longer accept payments. So I just want to clarify what that means. So unfortunately, because of the new Star Card, and if you haven't gotten yours already, it's on its way. Now, mind you, we're still taking the old card and the new card. The new card actually has a chip. Wow, we're back to the 21st century, right?
Oh, wow.
All right. So that being said, we are still taking Military Star Card as a form of payment. Mm-hmm. What we're not doing is taking payments for that. So you still have to do all that online. Most folks at this point kind of do all that online as well. You can request a paper bill and they can send it to you here locally, and you can send in your check if you still like doing the check route, all that good stuff. So again, I just want to let everybody know we are not accepting payments anymore, but we are accepting it as a form of payment. Mm-hmm. So I just want to make sure that's kind of out there and everybody is aware of that as well. So Penny, anything else, sir? Pretty much got you covered. I thought I had more to talk about. Unless you're going to hit me up about something, go ahead.
Look, he asked a real question because I saw that cranberry sauce. I said, yes. I'm not going to lie. It put me in the mood. I said, you know what? Let me go ahead and find my stuffing because I want no problems when it comes time to cooking. I want to find everything that I got. Seeing all that, I was like, yes.
No, we got some good stock in it. We actually have a different pumpkin pie this year that we're carrying. So we've got a couple different levels of pumpkin pie-ness, I guess you can say. or you can make your own because we've got all that stuff as well. So, you know, getting everybody set for the holiday season.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, thanks, Alex, as always, coming by and informing the community of what's going on. You guys do a great job over there. And thanks for everything that you do to support the community. And have a great rest of the week. All right, Gitmo, we are back, rocking it in Fidel's backyard here. We've got MWR in the station, Caleb and Karen. How are you guys doing today, and how was your weekend?
Busy weekend for MWR, but thank you for your kind words. And Alex even said some thanks to us. Thanks to him, of course, for supporting it. But a huge thank you to all the volunteers, everybody that came out. what a monster weekend for us. No pun intended. I really didn't even think about that. I promise you I'm not that smart. But yeah, it was a great weekend. That trunk or treat was awesome. That was our Comrec team. They put all that together. But like I said, couldn't do it without volunteers, without the help from multiple departments, our maintenance department. Just everyone came together for a common cause. And they actually sent me some numbers today. So I think roughly our numbers was like 300 people attended. Oh, wow. And then when you fit in probably 100 people volunteering to do the actual trunks,
wow, right.
400 people, 200 people went through the scare house and they put themselves through that. I don't know. Did any of y'all go through the scare house?
No, I didn't know.
It was small but effective. My daughter's not afraid of a lot of things, but she had a nightmare. And she doesn't normally have nightmares. So I think we're going to keep her away from those for a little while. Because I don't like waking up at 2 a.m.
But mission accomplished.
Yes, but mission accomplished. So big shout out to Comrec team, Forrest, Jason, Andre, Xenia, Elton, Orlando, for putting all that together. And then on top of that, we had the White Keys here. Thanks for everybody coming out. That costume contest, I was out there briefly. Mm. I feel like the costumes just get better and better.
Yeah. There were some great costumes.
I mean, yeah. I remember dressing up, and I just feel like my costume, years and years, like I've never been what the costumes are nowadays.
Right.
I feel like I just need to be better prepared, because every time y'all have an event and these people are like decked out, I'm like, where did you find the time?
Right. Yeah,
where did you find the space to even have this? Yeah. Like, you just came prepared on Gitmo, just like they're going to be wowed. We're just going to have this, and I am ready.
Yeah.
That's
planning way ahead.
Yeah, that's next level. Is if you're having a great costume down here, you've been preparing for what, a month or two?
Yeah.
And so, like, I don't know. It's just that's when you know how important it is. Because of how much they've planned. So I'm very, very happy that we were able to provide a great venue and a great time for so many people that took Halloween dress up, whatever you want to call it, festivities serious. So thank you, thank you, thank you. But with that being said, I can move on to what we got coming up.
All right.
Because as you know, we don't stop.
Never.
And I don't know if you've noticed, but I think this week started our maintenance guy putting up our Christmas lights.
Ooh.
So here we are. You know, we're not even through October, and we got to go ahead and start putting up those Christmas lights.
Oh, wow.
Because it's an undertaking. It takes them about 2 weeks to put those up. So, you know, you want those up about mid-November. So they've already started. So, yeah, we're not going to stop. We're going to continue all the way through Christmas with all kinds of events. So, with that being said, to go through what we've got coming up. This weekend, we have our golf, our lateral hazard best ball tournament. Now, that tournament format's a little bit different than what we normally do. All my golfers out there, if you're doing a scramble, you're taking the best shot. But this is you play the hole by yourself and take the best score from the hole. So if Karen shot a 5 and I shot a 4, we're going to take my 4 for the hole.
Gotcha.
But right now, I think we've got about 6 or 7 teams signed up. So we've got 6 or 7 more spots left. Sign-ups for that is 60 per team, and that does include burgers and dogs and drinks for lunch. Mm-hmm. So please come out and sign up. That is this Saturday. It's going to be an 8 a.m. start, and that is 18 holes. A lot of people have been asking for 18 holes, so we're doing 18 holes.
All right.
And then just moving right along, the next Sunday, so that Saturday, the next Sunday is going to be a tote bag painting at Arts and Crafts. So our Arts and Crafts team have been doing so much this past weekend, just on top of everything. They had a ceramic pumpkin painting. So once again, shout out to Xenia out there and the Arts and Crafts team. They've been doing a great job. They've also got at the end of this month a Army-Navy, right before the Army-Navy game, a week before it, they have a helmet painting. So if you're interested in arts and crafts, head out there, sign up for these things. They do fill up, so you know it's not a huge space. So if you're interested in stuff like that, it's very soothing to paint and stress, de-stressing to do that. And then also you get something that you know to finish with. So yeah, head out there if you're interested in that. All right, and then moving to the next week, we have a volleyball tour coming down. Now, we've had this about a couple of times in the last year, I think, and every time, I don't want to say it's a huge showing, but everybody that comes out has a great time. So it's going to be a pro volleyball sand slam tour, AFE, Armed Forces Entertainment, are going to send them here, and they're going to be here for a week. And it's going to be, the names are Brittany Teagues, Ty Trambley, Zaina Muno, and Jace Pardon. Pardon. I'm guessing it's not Pardon. I don't know. Anyways, but they will be here, and they're going to be doing kids clinic. They're going to do adults clinics, and then they're going to play some actual games against us. Oh, so wow. That'll be all starting November 9th until November 14th. Come to Denich Fitness Center, check out when they're going to be there, how you can sign up, if you want to play in the tournament, all that. And if you want information on that, call 2740. That's the fitness center. Okay, moving right on. We have a High Rollers Veterans Day poker tournament. That is Friday, November 8th, and that's going to be at the Bayview. That's going to be at 6 p.m., and you can sign up now at the Bayview. I had to think about that one for a second. And then moving on to that next week, we have a seafood boil, one of my favorites. Yes. And we have lobster tails this time. We've done shrimp. We've done clams. This time, lobster tail. I think we've done lobster once. I can't remember. But it's going to be really good. That team, whenever they do any of these, they're all delicious. But lobster is a fan favorite, so we're bringing that one in. Okay. That is Wednesday, November 13th at 6 p.m. in the Windjammer Ballroom. All right, and then the I've got three more. Sorry, I thought this was the last one, but nope, I got three more. The Gitmo Ruck 8, Saturday, November 16th. I think we've got about 350 people signed up.
Oh, wow.
But we can hand, we got enough shirts for 500 people. So if you're still interested, come to Denich Fitness Center and sign up. That is Saturday, November 16th. We start at 6 a.m. at the school. Shout out to the school for letting us use their parking lot to start in.
And that's a run?
Ruck.
Ruck.
Ruck. Yes, okay. Sir. That is the Gitmo Ruck number 8.
Number 8. Okay.
So, you know, you get your shirt at the fitness center, but you don't get your patch until you finish.
Okay.
So you have to earn your patch.
All right. And what type of, that's just a walking event? Or?
Yeah. Okay. So
hiking event?
The ruck is defined as some type of weight on your back. Oh, you can walk it with nothing if you want, but we provide a 10-pound pill if you want to provide your own weight. We have had some people who have tried to do it a little bit too heavy in the past. We have gotten away from that. We don't want you to come out there with 80, 100, 200 pounds on your back. It's happened. It's happened.
Wow.
Yeah, and that person had to be escorted out. Oh. So, because they.
It's a tough climb.
Yes, and this one is almost 10 miles.
Oh, it's 10 miles. Oh, wow.
Yes. So this is, I think, our longest one we've ever done. 10 miles, right at 15K. So practice now. Make sure that you are training, and then also hydrate. Maybe not get, you know, too wild the night before. but now is the time to go out and practice with a little bit of weight on your back. Like I said, or don't have any weight at all and just go out and walk. Mm-hmm. Start walking right now. It's not too late. You can do it. All right, and then a couple more things. We had a craft fair, just a quick announcement there. Craft fair Saturday, November 16th. That one is great if you're looking for presents to send back home. Mm. You can get them now and send them, or maybe you're going home for the holidays, so get them then, or have them just for people here. And then our last one, half marathon 10K, Saturday, November 30th. So you can still sign up for this all the way till November 27th. But if you don't want to do that half marathon, because roughly every year we have about 50 people do the half marathon and about 75 to 100 people do the 10K. So that 10K is out there, 6.2 miles. We're going to start at Phillips this year, Phillips Dive Park, and then we'll go down Sherman and back. But last year we started at Downtown Lyceum, so a little bit different for those people who are probably tired of doing the same route, especially for a long route. So that is still out there. Half marathon, 10K, November 30th. And that's it.
All right.
That's a lot.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of activities.
I mean, it's already almost November.
I know.
I didn't think about that until like I was getting set up for today. I was like, oh, right. Oh.
Time is flying by. Yeah.
It is flying by.
I mean, we're essentially in November.
Yeah.
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 As far as we're concerned, we're in November. Yeah, we're in November.
Basically.
We got through trunk or treat. We're in November. Yeah.
On to the next one.
Almost into December and Christmas Whoa. Lights.
Yes, yes.
All right. Karen, you're up next.
Oh, good afternoon. So speaking of November, Thank you. November 1st is one of our parent involvement board meetings, 11:30 to 12:30 at the Windjammer classroom. There's an upstairs at the Windjammer building, so we'll be up there. We provide pizza and water for families that want to come. This is a good opportunity for parents to give us feedback. So you can be in one of our primary programs like CDC or school age care, or you could be, you know, maybe only participate in our youth sports, but it's good feedback, good ideas. A good time to share, so we encourage all parents to come out for that, 11:30 to 12:30 this Friday at the Windjammer classroom. The other things that we have going on, we have our flag football and cheer seasons that just started. Last night was the first practice, so Monday, Wednesday, Fridays. Mm-hmm. It'll be at W.T. Sampson, so we appreciate the partnership that we've established with W.T. Sampson, so we're using that space. The gym space is where cheer is, and then the field using for the flag football on the field space out there. So thankfully the weather held out last night. I was worried all day. I was like, not the first night. But
there was a lot of participation.
Good turnout. Okay. I think everybody had a good time. It's not too late to sign up, so if there are still kids out there that want to participate in flag football or cheer, please sign up. You can stop by, you can sign up online, or you can stop by school age care and or the child development center, and we can help you out. And if you still want to coach, it's not too late. So if you're interested in coaching, you can come out to the CDC or school age care, and we can point you in the right direction, or you can email or call our youth sports and fitness coordinator, Billy Threet. His extension is 2096. He's in the global. You can call me or email me. So we'll all point you in the right direction. You can reach out to Waylon Reed, their youth director, and we'll get you plugged in for coaching. We also will be having tennis clinics starting up and some volleyball clinics starting up. So we'll put more news out as we get closer to those dates. But if you're interested, you can go ahead and sign up for those. And we have also esports going on, so that's another collaboration we have with the school. So our teen center and W.T. Sampson have collaborated with esports, and that's actually a really current and trending opportunity for those that are into gaming. So it's really a positive spin on gaming, and there are actually scholarships that colleges offer for esports.
Oh, wow.
So so come out and get plugged into that if that's more of an interest area for you. And so we're going to be hosting that on Thursdays at the Teen Center and at the school. So it's a collaboration. So if you want more information, you can check it out at the Teen Center on Thursdays. Then we will be having a Give Parents a Break on November 9th in support of the Marine Corps Ball. So $8 an hour. We ask that you sign up the Wednesday before and prepay so we can plan for staffing. And we'll provide pizza and drinks for the kids that night. So just have a fun time at the CDC. And that's for ages, infants all the way up to age 12. And lastly, in recognition of Veterans Day, we will be closed on November 11th. So we're always closed on the federal holidays. And we appreciate all our veterans. So we want to celebrate them.
Okay. All right, Gitmo, there's a lot of activities out there. So mark your calendars. And thanks to all of you that continue to support MWR. And thanks to both of you for stopping by and sharing everything that you had to put out for your programs. Have a great rest of the week.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
All
you
right.
too.
All right, Gitmo, hey, welcome back to Open Line. We have Desiree and Sandy from Information Systems Security Manager team in the station. They're going to talk about Cybersecurity Awareness Month. But before we get started, how was your weekend?
My weekend was good, CMC. I can't complain, Sandy.
Mine as well. I love Gitmo.
Okay.
All right, and thank you for having us. So we just wanted to briefly touch on Cybersecurity Awareness Month to get the information out to the command and the community about ways to stay safe online. Just a little background information. October 1st marked the beginning of Cybersecurity Awareness Month, so we are in the final week. So weekly I've been sending out information to the command to let them know how to stay safe. It was first observed by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and NCA in 2003, and since 2004, the President of the United States and Congress has declared October to be National Cybersecurity Awareness Month. So some of the things that the cybersecurity partners continue to highlight are four simple ways to stay safe online. And that is by recognizing and reporting phishing, using strong passwords and a password manager, turning on your multi-factor authentication, and updating software. So, Sandy, if you want to go into detail on those.
Sure. You know, phishing is when you get those emails, you know, wanting you to do something right away. Mm-hmm. If there's urgency to it, that's probably something you don't want to click on. You want to not use that. And, of course, the passwords, if they're 9 to 16 digits, that's the better, that keeps you safer. As far as multi-factor authentication, that's two forms of authentication. For example, the CAT card and your password. And when you're on your civilian device, mm-hmm. your phone and your password for your civilian device. And, of course, for updating software, for the military, that's easy because our SAs, they do that for us, our system administrators. But if you're a home user and you see the little prompt that mm-hmm. comes up and says your McAfee is out of date or whatever, go ahead and update that. That'll keep you really a lot safer.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, and just to touch on that multi-factor authentication, way they do that is like with your banking. Say you bank with Bank of America and you go to log in, you put in your password, but then it'll say we're going to send you a PIN to your phone that you mm-hmm. have set up. So you'll get that notification to put in that code, and that's another way of multi-factor authentication. So you want to make sure that you are taking advantage of that if your email accounts or your banks are offering that. You want to make sure you take advantage of that. And for the passwords and the password managers, in this day and age, we have a lot of accounts, social media, email, banks. So password manager is a good thing to use. Most devices, Apple, iOS, they have their own password manager. Mm-hmm. Android phones, Google, they have a password manager. Normally you go to log in, it'll ask you, do you want us to save it? So those are good password managers to use, the ones that already come with your device. And so we are located in building 752. You can always reach out to us if you have any questions regarding cybersecurity or if you feel like maybe you received a phishing email. We ask that you do not forward out that phishing email. You can contact us directly and we can investigate and tell you whether or not it's phishing. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Would you recommend like resetting your network settings on your phone from time to time? Is that a good thing to do?
That is definitely a good thing to do. And anytime you sign up for any new accounts, you especially social media, you want to go into those settings and make sure they're set to the most private and secure settings that you can possibly have. Because normally when you create an account, log in, it's open. So mm-hmm. you want to set those settings to private. And just anytime, especially if you receive a notification that, okay, you need to update your bank mobile app or your Facebook mobile app, when you go to update those things, make sure you go in and check those settings because sometimes when they send out those new updates, some of the settings will revert back. So you want to make sure you're updating those.
And then how often, as far as frequency with your passwords, would you recommend, you know, changing your password like every 6 months?
So normally I see they recommend every 90 days. So every 3 months or so to update it. I know that's a lot for some people. So, I mean, if you're doing 6 months, you're doing good. Some people have the same password for years. So you definitely want to get those updated. Yeah.
Guilty.
Yeah. All right, you got anything else for us?
No, CMC, no? That's it.
All right, well, listen, hey, we appreciate you coming by and sharing the great news. Yeah, you know, cybersecurity is very important as well as OPSEC. So, you know, make sure that you update your passwords, right, and do not respond to any type of phishing messages that you may receive on your computer or either your phone, right? If you have any questions, please contact our cybersecurity team on the base. But as always, stay safe. All right. Thanks for coming by.
All right. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
All right, Gitmo, we are back live. We got the dynamic duo in the station.
Hey, that
was me, man. Yes, the post office of the fire station representatives. How are you guys doing today?
Good.
That's good. That's good. How was your weekend?
It was good. I actually toured the St. Louis.
Oh, you
and
did?
And I practiced with Air Force, so I've never been on a ship.
Okay.
So I was like a kid at Disney. Right. Like, I was like, oh, what's that? Yeah. What's that? And
the LCS?
It was,
yeah.
It was awesome.
Okay. Okay.
I enjoyed it thoroughly. Shout out to St. Louis. Like, I love it. I loved it.
Well, while you were doing that, I was selling food. I'm just saying. We had a wonderful food sale. It was good. Yeah, everybody loved the food that we had. The only thing was that our T-shirts that we had ordered to have sold at that fundraiser.
Yeah.
Post office held on to them, so we didn't get them until the following week. So we have those at the station still waiting, you know. Okay. So persons can come into the station and buy those.
Okay.
Some dry fit and some muscle tea. But the weekend was good. I had a wonderful weekend, thank God.
I'm not saying nothing.
All right, we're gonna get right into it. What are we talking about today?
Me? Okay. Hey Gitmo. So 7 days. 7 days. You guys only gotta put up with me. Wow. 7 more days. It went by fast.
It
pretty
did.
Fast,
isn't it? It did.
7 days. So that means this week, we're in Tuesday already. This week is the last week to get ballots out. Mm. I say that because you have to have the postmark before the election or by the election, which is the 5th. We only have one flight a week. That's Friday. And then election is Tuesday. So this week is your last week to get those absentee ballots out. I'm so sorry. I've been telling y'all procrastinators. But all is not lost because you can still go to FVAP.gov and do the electronic version. You don't print anything out. You go on there and do it electronically. That's your last option. They make that available as a last resort. Not all states, because you know all our states like to be individuals. Yeah. Not all states.
Yeah. I don't know about Florida.
No, but Florida actually has the longest extension. No, they don't. New York. You have to have your ballots postmarked by the 5th, right? Mm-hmm. Florida gives you 10 days after the election for your ballots to get there. Again, it has to be postmarked. That is vital with your votes, by the way.
Can you do the electronic version for Florida, or you don't know?
I'm not sure about that. Sure. You would go to FVAP.gov and find that
I'm
out.
Verifying, yeah.
But
yeah.
State by state, they are all changed. They're all different. So don't go for what Florida, you know, think that's what New York is doing. Totally different.
Right.
So Florida has an extension of, they can get your ballot up to November 15th. Texas is the 12th. New York is the 18th. You know, Alabama's the 12th. Like, different states are different. So
different,
go on there. Yeah, go on there and find out when. If you don't think your ballot's going to get there, go ahead and go online and do it electronically. They say, and it says this on the website, if your absentee ballot still comes, go ahead and fill it out and send it in. I don't know if they double dipping. I don't know. But they said that, you know, they're only going to count one. But, you know, they want you to do it. If your ballot, you know, gets here, go ahead and send it off. That's what the site say. Yeah, I didn't say
you never
that.
Know. I mean, some states, they're putting fires on the ballot boxes.
You saw
did you
too.
See that?
Oh,
yeah.
My
fires
goodness.
On the ballot boxes. Yeah.
Lord have mercy. No comment. Yeah. No comment. Holiday. So that's all on your ballots. This is the last week. Hear my voice. This is the last week to vote and have it counted. You must get a postmark. Don't put your ballot in the blue box. That does not guarantee a postmark of that day. You know, I'll try to get to postmarking it, but I'm also trying to get these ballots out, and they have to go in a system to be tracked and all that. So please just drop it off. We won't take long. Like I said, I'll put you at the front of the line just so you can get that postmark and that tracking and get your ballot out of here. The holiday mail-in dates, I know they have it on the official websites and everything, but just letting you know to get your outgoing mail out of here, to get there by Christmas, ground, you want to have it out this week, actually. Ground is the cheapest option. So if you want to go to cheapest with mailing out boxes and stuff, this week is the last week to get it there. That we suggest it'll get there by Christmas. I know, it's crazy. It sounds crazy, but yeah, it is. Also, first class and priority, you want to get that out by November 21st. So you still got 3 weeks for Christmas shopping, sending back to loved ones in the States, okay? Quick reminder, we do not suggest customers use wrapping paper, bows, and otherwise elaborate decorations on boxes. It looks cute, and it is cute, but think about it. These boxes are handled by people, and then on the flip side, handled by machines, and that stuff can get ripped off.
Now, if
your address and stuff is on this cute little flowery bow, when it gets ripped off, guess what? We don't know who it goes to. Now it's going to Atlanta for dead mail or auction.
Wow.
Oh no!
Yeah, so we don't want, you know, grandma's cookies going elsewhere.
That bougie box.
You know what I mean? Lastly, I have for you guys, mail orderlies. Check it out. Ensure that your mail call hours are conducive to allowing service members to pick up their packages. We're having some issues with people being able to get their packages. That includes shift workers. We want to make sure these guys that are working that mid shift, third shift, whatever the shifts are, that they can get their packages. In accordance with the Military Postal Service procedures, DOD manual, and OPNAV instruction, 551.12, mail orderlies are not authorized to prohibit people or service members from picking up their mail. Mail must be delivered or returned to the PO within 24 hours of receipt. This is mandated by headquarters, by DOD. Okay, guys? Further guidance will be shared in the coming days to mail orderlies and possibly mail orderly refresher training, because we want to make sure you understand what you're doing and we don't want you to kind of get in trouble, be breaking a rule you're not aware of. And with the holidays coming up, we want to continue to foster high morale and camaraderie as a Gitmo family. So please contact Sergeant Alvarado, extension 4970 for JTF side, or Postal Officer Mr. Tejeda at extension 4969 if you have any questions or concerns. We're just trying to get mail. Mail is our business, so we're just trying to get mail out. That's all. That's it. Lastly, remember 100% ID check at the post office, and the doors are sensored. Please use the sensors on the wall. Yeah, it's not working because people are hitting it and jamming it, and it's, so that's why we're kind of promoting, please use the sensor, so.
Right.
That's okay. All Ms. K got for y'all today. Yeah, that's it.
That's some good information.
Yes, sir.
And the fire station, what can we have?
You know what? So just a quick recap on something I said earlier. It's been a busy couple of weeks, months and all. So the sale wasn't like Saturday, it was the Saturday before. Just saying, that was when the food sale was.
Yeah.
But to correct on that, we did have that food sale. It was wonderful. It was great. We had a good turnout and stuff. We're going to start some more fundraisers again, start it next year after we revamp the association again. But with that said, the big deal.
Yeah.
The big deal. I'm just saying. Light up. Oh, the fire department ball is this Saturday, ladies and gentlemen. So, if you haven't gotten your ticket as yet, unfortunately, man, you're missing out. You are missing out.
Uh-oh. Okay. Uh-oh. Sounds like they're sold out. Is that what they're saying?
We are looking forward to the Gitmo community to come out and support us as usual. I mean, the community has been so good at supporting our sales, our fundraisers, our T-shirt sales, our food sales. I know y'all love the oxtail.
And do.
We're coming back again next year. So I just want to put it out there, you know. It's this Saturday. Y'all make sure you come with your tickets. Get your nice souvenir to take with you and just come have some fun with the fire department.
You guys going to have some good door prizes?
Yes, sir. Always.
Okay. Hey, Fire Chief Banks, if you out there listening, we don't need no Dodgers gift cards or anything like that, all right?
I do have one more thing. I'm so sorry. Volunteers, mail orderlies, if you come and volunteer and help the post office, we are needing help. Mm-hmm. We'll get it done, but we are needing help. If orderlies come and help us and they help us finish the mail, you can take your unit's mail. Even if it's not a pickup date, that's a kind of incentive.
Okay. Nice.
So we appreciate it. And then shout out to the fire department.
Of course.
They showed up. Yeah. Oh, man. They helped us out big time. So thank you, guys. Thank you. Yeah. But this is open to all mail orders.
See,
y'all should see this in here, y'all.
You hear that?
Right here, right here. Oh, my God. Right here. All right. Fire station's doing it up.
They are. Thank you, fire station. Yes.
All right. Well, listen, hey, thanks to both of you. You guys got anything else, or is that it?
That is it.
All right. Well, listen, hey, thanks to both of you for coming by. Hey, get out there and vote. Get out there and pick up your mail, right? And those of you that purchased tickets to go to the Fire Station Ball, we'll see you at the event. Should be a event to remember.
Oh, yes, I am.
All right. Hey, thanks to both of you. Have a great rest of the week.
You too,
sir.
All right, well, let's get into some Navy history real quick.
Oh, yeah. Okay. On October 29, 1814, the first steam-powered U.S. Navy warship Fulton launches at New York City. Commissioned in June 1816, she carries President James Monroe on a day cruise in New York Harbor a year later.
Then October 30th, 1799, William Balch becomes the U.S. Navy's first commissioned chaplain.
And then October 31st, 1956, the U.S. Navy lands 7 men in an R-4D Skytrain on the ice at the South Pole. They are the first men to stand on the South Pole since Captain Robert F. Scott in 1912.
Then November 1st, 1978, 9 female ensigns become the first women assigned to serve in vessels other than hospital ships and transports.
All right.
So that finishes our naval history. And then I think we have Jag with some Jag and Jokes coming up
soon. Jag and Jokes. All right.
All right. So stay tuned.
All right. All right, Gitmo, we are back live. We have Jag in the station. How are you doing? How was your weekend?
Good, CMC, good. My East Carolina Pirates won, so it was great. The Panthers didn't win, but I don't think they ever are going to the rest of the year.
Yeah, the Steelers won last night. They beat New York Giants.
They did.
Hey, Secco.
Yeah, it was a rough night. The Giants lost and the Yankees down 3 games in the World Series. It's tough
for
him.
The Yankees.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
But I got my final October joke for y'all.
Okay. I'm ready for this.
Maybe you'll get a laugh. We'll see. Why did the vampire really enjoy the newspaper? Why was the vampire such a fan of the newspaper?
You got me beat on that one. You got me something on that one.
Because he heard it had great circulation.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
That one was really
good. That's
a good one. That's
a good one. Yeah, that's really good.
Yeah, that's it for my Halloween okay. jokes. So hopefully maybe next month we'll
I'm looking for the turkey the turkey
jokes.
Theme. Turkey jokes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hopefully the turkey ones are better. We'll see.
All right, Gitmo, I think that's it. My time is up. I've got about 2 minutes. So I just want to say, hey, thanks to everyone that supports their commands and the Naval Station Guantanamo Bay, Cuba mission. And also, if you are PCSing, hey, thanks for everything that you did to support not only your commands, your careers, but our mission as well. And for those new people on the installation, hey, welcome to the installation. There's a lot to do here, and I wish you all the best in whatever you decide to do. So that's it for me. I'm going to drop the mic, and I will see you next Tuesday. I'm out.